Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast. Can a property manager in New South Wales use electronic signature platforms to execute a residential tenancy agreement? Was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Wednesday, 19th of July 2023.
Electronic execution of agreements. Now, I particularly want to talk about residential tenancy agreements because we hear the core of the issue is we don't want to be compromising customer service. You actually, you know, to make sure that the whole property management process can run as smoothly as possible. Again, we might do some fingers crossed in this one. It's really important that we look at our processes. So that process of signing a residential tenancy agreement in our industry has evolved significantly with, you know, the more technology advances, the more this process changes. So traditionally we had in-person signings, and that's been the norm for many years. The tenant or tenants would come in, they would sign their residential tenancy agreement, they'd be, you know, they'd sit down, you'd go through the agreement with them, you'd show them the special conditions, you'd, you know, give them the keys, you'd show them that you'd done a photocopy of the keys. However, what have we moved to? Electronic signatures have gained huge popularity. Yes, they're convenient. Yes, they're efficient. I mean, not to mention, you know, with those couple of years with COVID, it almost became a necessity that things became more automated and more online. However, we always have to look at this however, don't we? However, signing a tenancy agreement electronically can raise some issues. You know, when we start looking at the issues of consent and of understanding. So, you know, unlike a physical signature, your electronic signature can be easily applied just by one click. You know, potentially that can lead to somebody inadvertently agreeing without actually fully comprehending the terms and conditions of that agreement that they're agreeing to. So the terms and conditions of that tenancy document. So that becomes an even greater risk when you've got one of your tenants or both tenants or multiple tenants who have English as a second language. So that level of consent and understanding again becomes an issue here. So that lack of personal interaction and the review of the agreement that we've all traditionally had, those of you who've been around in the industry for, you know, a number of years, actually may result in some disputes or misunderstandings in the future of the tenancy, particularly when if you're highlighting things on the way through about pools or pets or gardens or who's responsible for what on the way through, okay? So that signing an agreement in person actually allows for that face-to-face interaction, provides the opportunity to discuss. No, I'm not saying go through every point, you know, laboriously all the way through, but there are certain things that you need to clarify. You can negotiate anything. You can make sure that they fully understand what you're talking to them about. And so that actually, that direct engagement fosters a better relationship there. So we have our conundrum with our two options. We have the tenants physically coming to the office and signing the residential tenancy agreement and providing you with the opportunity to explain and highlight specific points relating to their tenancy, or you can forward them the residential tenancy agreement to the tenants and have them sign through an online portal, you know, such as DocuSign or any other of the online portals. Or can we actually consider that there could be a hybrid? So here's where, you know, the idea of a hybrid would be really useful. Okay, so whilst continuing to serve your tenancy agreements electronically, let's look at not compromising our customer service level here and remembering that you are, as you know, you are acting on behalf of the landlord, you need to act in their best interest. So making sure that your tenant understands exactly what their rights and obligations are is a really important thing. You can also use some online communication platforms. So you can send them the agreement electronically and link that up with, okay, we're going to have a, you know, use Zoom, Teams, go to meetings. You know, there's so many different platforms that you can use to allow you as a managing agent to actually, you know, extend a nice warm welcome to the tenant and discuss how you assist them throughout the whole tenancy, explain the terms of the tenancy agreement, ensure that they understand all of those terms, and giving the tenant the opportunity to ask questions right there and then, rather than email back and forth. So, you know, and you can look at any of their concerns or any discrepancies or any questions that they may have. So that hybrid method seems to be something that could be really, really useful. So just a good practice within an organisation to get better customer service, create that really good communication channel with your tenants, and setting a tone of a positive agent-tenant or landlord-tenant relationship for the term of that tenancy. So that's actually really crucial for that overall satisfaction and well-being of both parties throughout the tenancy. So our aim here is to start well, work smarter, so it can end well. So, you know, think about that when you're looking at electronic execution. And look, the same scenario can be thrown over onto sales agreements, onto any type of agreement, making sure that if you are not signing it with the person in person, then let's use all the technology that we've got masses of. It's everywhere around us. Let's use the technology to our advantage to create a better environment and a better relationship with our customers. So something good for you to think about there in terms of how you do your general practice.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.